The only life is the fantasy football life. So when you come in here, you better be ready. Now prepare yourself for the Sons of Atherton Man Cave. And here are the bad boys to take you there. Ed, Greg, and John.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Man Cave. You are here with the Sons of Atherton. This is the Sons of Atherton Fantasy Football Show. I am your host, Ed Fowler, and I am joined tonight to my far, far, far way at the end of the table left, Mr. John Smith.
It's like 6 feet away, but it's great to be 6 feet away from you, Ed.
Hey, for some people, 6 feet is...
about as tall as you get.
Yeah, that's true. If you're lucky. And then the meat of our sandwich, our commissioner, Mr. Greg Phillips.
Well, bring it on tonight. Tonight's a special night in the Man Cave. Let's roll with it.
Is it? Why is it special, Greg? Oh. I don't know what makes it special.
There's going to be a
besides
lot of...
Besides somebody eating in the middle of the podcast.
Oh, my God.
Nobody eats in the middle of the podcast.
That's Dave
Beauchamp.
That's
one of the rules.
It's going to be a special podcast. You're going to have a lot of surprises tonight. There's going to be a lot of guest appearances. So it's going to. We're just going to roll with it. It's going to be like the Wild Wild West.
And I'm going to disappear.
Somebody getting shot?
Awesome. Yeah. Yeah. Tombstone.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wyatt Earp might make an appearance. You never know.
Huckleberry. All right. So, Greg, why don't you introduce the league again for our listeners if you're new to the show?
So here we are, Sons of Atherton. We are a fantasy football league. It's been around 7 years. And we have a 10-team half-point PPR, and this is a big week.
It's a big week. Yeah.
Why is it a big week, John?
Well, because I'm going to knock Cassin out of the playoffs.
Oh.
Oh.
Yep.
Hey-o.
I think there's a big chance that happened.
Yep.
So this is week 13.
Week 13.
We've had a couple of weeks where we haven't recorded, so we're back at it again. Week 13. This is the last regular season game. And we are ready for the playoffs. So this is a big week. John, how are you doing so far? This is a recording on a Sunday, so this is a big day.
Yeah, well, I'm still alive, but technically just barely alive. I need Beauchamp to knock Kasten off this week, and then I have to outscore Kasten by 30 points to make it to the playoffs. I'm not sure that's going to happen, but my team has done well. I got to tell you, I went all in on the Rams. And
big time.
They came through. Jared Goff has stunk for a month, but this week he came through for me.
So. So actually for something really important, we haven't done our shot yet for the show.
Yeah,
that's right.
So what is our opening shot today? Wait, who chose our shot?
Who chose the shot today? Can somebody speak up that chose the shot?
The champ.
Is it?
Yeah.
No.
Right here, right in there. Hey, folks, what's going on?
You got to get closer to the microphone.
Closer. Hey, what's going on? It's Edison. I'm happy to be here tonight.
Edison Sosa, last year's winner.
I hope everybody had a good turkey weekend. Yep, the shot of the night, because I am Puerto Rican, is Bacardi.
Bacardi.
Rum.
That's a nice little shot there.
Cheers and happy Thanksgiving, all.
All right.
Thank you, Edison.
Last year's winner.
Strength and honor.
Last year's winner,
this year's loser.
We got some some other guys in the room tonight.
Oh, God.
That's not as bad as Slivovitz, but it's close.
Yeah, you know what? It's still better than Southern Comfort, because that one holds the record for being the worst I have ever had in my life.
Southern Comfort is the worst.
True.
Yeah. Yeah, it's bad.
Yes. Kamish, why don't you go ahead and introduce the rest of our guests that we have with us tonight?
So tonight we have...
And if you guys can just, when you keep it short... Keep it short, whatever you say. I'm looking at you, Kasten.
Oh, no. This is G-rated podcast.
Oh, yes.
So we got our normal players, but then we have three additional league mates in the room tonight.
Woo!
So pretty exciting. We have David Kasten, also known as Chuck Norris. So, David, why don't you give a shout out to the group?
Hi, everybody. This is the first time I've been invited to this group, but I appreciate it because I've been probably the most stable player here. Cheers, everybody.
Right on, right on.
Yeah.
And then also we have
yourself that.
We had Dave Beauchamp here, one of the two owners of the Deep Meat. So, Dave, why don't you take it away? Give a little intro to yourself.
Hello, hello. Dave Beauchamp here, part of the Deep Meats, or rather the ground beef, maybe.
Yes.
We're doing absolutely terrible, but yeah, glad to be here. Thank you very much.
That's nice.
Yes, we
nice.
We're so happy to have you guys here with us tonight.
And then you've already heard from the shot of the night, Edison
yes.
Sosa, last year's winner, and this year, well, we'll see. It's not over yet. But Edison Sosa, everybody. Edison Sosa.
Yes.
Hello, everybody. How's it going?
You are so smooth.
Oh, he's got such a sultry voice.
2018 champ and 2019 possible toilet bowl champ.
You never know. Yeah. You never know.
Go for that toilet bowl championship because, you know what, just as a reminder, maybe for those of you in our league in the room right now, the champion of the toilet bowl does win cash.
That's right, 100
so,
bucks.
So, yes, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah it's, 100 bucks. It's, you know, I'll take it. I'll take it. I will admit, at one point, maybe a week or so ago, I was considering throwing the next couple games to see if I could end up in the toilet bowl.
You did
just
not.
To at least get my 100 bucks back.
Yeah, well, there's a chance that you will win more in seventh place than places fourth, fifth, or sixth.
Yes, yes. Thank you for explaining why I was.
I gotta bring
that.
It down.
Yeah,
keep it simple for you.
Yeah,
Ed,
yeah.
You know.
Well, no, I already understood it. So, but thanks, Greg. I appreciate that.
You're certainly welcome.
I was told there'd be no math in this one.
Yeah. Well, sucks
right.
to be you.
So, hey, so just to kind of bring in a little bit of news, did you guys hear about the whole Terrell Pryor?
No.
Drama.
What's going on?
Really? You didn't hear about this?
No.
Are you serious?
No. What's going on?
He got stabbed.
He got stabbed.
What?
And arrested.
Yes.
Wait
he
a
got
minute.
Stabbed. Yes. He got stabbed.
Wait. Is he on an NFL team right
no,
now?
No. 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 It was in. I think they said Pittsburgh. Yeah. Pittsburgh. Yeah. And he got stabbed by his girlfriend.
What?
At one point, I haven't heard a status today, but at one point, he was actually in critical condition.
Wow.
Yes.
No shit.
Yes.
She went for the neck.
Yeah, the shoulder.
Oh.
Yeah. The shoulder, actually. To be fair, they were having some sort of altercation between the two of them. And she stabbed him. It can happen.
I hadn't heard that.
But a little bit of redeeming qualities to her. She actually did bring him to the hospital. So, I mean, she
really?
Had the option to not do that.
That's a redeeming quality?
Well, you know.
That's going to help in her sentencing.
Yes. So she was charged with, I think, attempted homicide.
Wow.
And he was charged with aggravated assault. So, yeah, that's crazy.
So she stabbed him and then saved him.
Yes.
Is that right?
I think that's love.
Wow.
I think that's real love.
Dude,
she's not keeps on giving.
That's self-defense. I mean, he's a big, strong NFL kind of guy, and she's like a chick. So I'm sure she had
like
it coming.
One.
Yeah,
I don't know. I haven't seen her picture. Is she hot?
I haven't seen anything. I'm
okay.
Pretty sure she's not ready to come forward quite yet that publicly.
She's got a bikini
so
shot.
So she got a better hit on him than most linebackers in the NFL.
Oh, right? I see what you did there.
Well, I hadn't heard that.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, you know, I hope Terrell Pryor kind of works some stuff out. It's a little
that's
a
sketchy.
A little sketchy. Yeah.
I had no
but,
idea.
You know. I mean, it's tough for these guys.
He hasn't had any fantasy relevance for years.
No.
Unless you drafted him 3 years ago when you thought he was going to be somebody.
Yeah, and I don't know. Like, we've talked about it before in other episodes. You know, these guys come out where, you know, they've got everything going for them. They've spent their entire lives being told, you are the best, you are the best, you are the best. And that is their only life. That's the only thing they have in their life. And when that starts to kind of crumble away and people are saying, you're okay.
Right.
I can understand.
Right.
Again, I'm not justifying anything, but I can understand how the psychological impact of suddenly this thing that's been so important in your life being taken away from you, not by your choice, but just by what turns out to be your talent.
Right.
And
maybe
not quite being where it needs to be. That's not easy.
Yeah, I mean, he was going to be like the second coming. Like he was like this versatile like wide receiver slash
quarterback
slash running back. He was kind of like Lamar Jackson before Lamar Jackson, but then he didn't have the talent to back it up. Like he wasn't like as good as Lamar Jackson, because like I think he had a running ability that was part of his game, and then, you know, he was kind of like an okay quarterback, but he played for the Raiders. Yeah. I mean,
well, he played for the Browns too.
Oh, God, did he?
Yeah.
I forgot about that part.
Yeah.
Okay, so the man had no talent, but his girlfriend certainly does. I don't know if you saw the picture. Yeah.
She's beautiful.
That girl's hot.
She's beautiful.
What's she doing with him? He's like an ex-NFL player.
Well, to be fair, currently he is just a free agent.
Right.
A free agent. So, you know, I'm sure he at least at one point was still hoping to be on a team next year. Now he's just hoping to still be alive next year.
Seriously.
That's how crazy this stuff can change for you.
But, I mean, you're saying she had talent?
She looked great.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
So if you want to be stabbed by any ex-wife.
If you're going to be stabbed by somebody.
I'd like to be the one.
I'd like to stab her.
Is that
what?
That
makes me a bad guy.
Is that imbalance? Is that a 10-yard penalty?
You know. Okay. She likes me. Oh, Terrell. It's too bad. Things didn't go your way this week.
God. So Fluffy Unicorns, let's talk about things not coming your way this week.
Hey, I'm still in this, man. I could still win. I needed Beauchamp to come through for me.
That's on my that's my bad. Bad button.
Beauchamp needed a knockoff cast, and I need to score a shit ton of points, which I still may do.
Can we talk about you?
Oh, God.
What, about me?
Wait, just remember, guys, we've taken a lot of heat for talking so much about ourselves.
Right.
We don't talk about anybody else, and all these little bitches just start whining.
Well, I'm telling you, we got three guys in the room. We've already introduced them, and they're all in play for a playoff spot this week.
Yeah, we've talked about this too.
Except
but
Dave. Except Beauchamp.
Well, you know what? Beauchamp's in the running to get $100 back, which some of us who are going to actually make it through the playoffs
won't make it.
You won't even get the $100.
Yes,
I won't even get $100 back. So, I would say actually right now, like the Meats, they are one of the top contenders in the toilet bowl.
No, they're not. No, they're not.
I don't know, Beauchamp. What do you have to say about that?
Speaking of the mic, Dave.
Yeah.
I'm gonna fuck you up.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do
what,
it.
What did you
do
score
it.
Today?
Do
not
it.
That much.
Day ain't over, son.
So. Yeah. Right. Okay.
Sorry, we're having a little bit of technical difficulties.
The night is not over.
Oh, there you go.
Who do you got going tonight?
Oh.
Edelman.
Oh, that's good.
Cleveland D.
That's good.
And then tomorrow I've got Lockett.
Okay. Oh.
Wait, so
okay.
How many points do you need to score?
Dave's around. I think Kasten's around 90 right now. So.
You're playing Kasten?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I need about 35, 31 points, 35 points.
Jeez, you could get that from the New England defense.
Oh, he's still got D-Hop and Jay White, so.
Dude, that was last week's New England defense, not this week.
Man.
Yeah. No, last they're not going to do
always,
shit.
Against Houston?
Houston? No way.
Yeah.
Like
six sacks.
Water bet right now.
Water bet.
New England will not get more than 10 points tonight.
What are you water betting, John?
At 10 points. New England's top.
We don't throw out water bets lightly, so what are you water betting?
I'm saying New England will not score 10 points on defense tonight.
Oh.
Okay, we got a water bet.
Oh.
Producer Ben,
can you write this down?
Beauchamp, watch some of that action.
I'll take it.
Bitch.
So we got a water bet that the New England defense will not score 10 points.
I want them to score 10 points. I want to be wrong because I need him to beat Kasten for me to make it in.
Okay, but you're betting against the guy that you need to have a lot of points.
Yeah, because he's a pussy.
Wait. I think I hear. Oh yeah, that's producer Ben writing down the water bet.
Yeah.
Right. Oh okay.
Okay, all right, cool. Thanks, producer Ben. Appreciate that. Yeah? Can we get a thumbs up, producer Ben? We did not get a thumbs up, ladies
and
gentlemen.
New England, 10 points or less tonight. 10 points.
10 points or less.
Or less.
John, you have a little hurdle to overcome first, and it's Edison Sosa, who's in the room with us right now. Right now, so far, you have not won officially. You have not won the week yet. So
I'm going to win the week.
You're still down by 8 points, and Edison Sosa still has the victory at this point.
Yeah, we all know that doesn't mean shit. I got two more players to go, and one of them is Dalvin Cook, the number two running back in the league,
yep.
And Sony Michel, who is the least effective running back in the league. So at 3 yards and a cloud of dust, you got to pray you get a touchdown with Sony. But Dalvin will do it. I got this.
Yeah, I'm wishing for you. But I think Dalvin Cook will be a healthy scratch tomorrow.
Healthy scratch.
Yeah, healthy
scratch. I saw him pulling his hamstring.
He's
pulling his hamstring the other day.
He's going to get busted with Sony Michel tonight with an 8-ball and a couple of hookers. So.
I got no backup plan for that one.
So he'll get suspended.
Shit.
I'm hoping for you because I really have nothing playing for except for the toilet bowl right now. But good luck, man. Good luck with the Meats, man. The Meats. I just love the name though. The Meats, and you know what? For the last couple of years, you know, I'm just hoping that the Meats come at least make it to some sort of bowl.
Yeah, something.
Well, they're nowhere
toilet
to go
bowl,
but up. They were
Super
so
bowl.
Bad last
yeah,
year.
Yeah,
the Meats
were doing,
so
they're
bad
they're
last
doing,
year.
Yeah, they were bad last year. But they're much better this year.
Yeah, they are.
Definitely are. My team, obviously, I've been, I went from the top to crap, and I'm sure you guys have been having discussions about my trades on.
On
keeper night, but I won't go into that. I'm sure you've heard enough of
We've
that.
We've already covered it quite extensively.
I'm sure you have. So.
Boo.
Whatever. Now, bad on me. So, hopefully next year I'll learn from that and. Hey, John Smith, hope you get in. Caston, I mean, this is the second year for you, man. Last year we went head to head, man. You had no keepers, you know, and we played in the finals and I beat you on Monday Night Football. So, I mean, the guy is a great manager. He really is. So, props to Caston. So he definitely has the edge overall.
Dr. Sosa, I appreciate that. I had a good year last year in opening with this league. I didn't have any keepers. A lot of the keepers, as we all know, every year don't pan out. But this year, it's been a little bit different, a little bit more tough sledding. I made some really bad managerial calls. As the commish will point out, but the commish thinks he's God.
He is God.
He is God. I haven't seen the trophy in his cave yet. But actually, I see it right now, but I don't think his name's on it. However, I think I'm going to squeak into the playoffs. And to be honest, I wouldn't want to play me. I don't know about you guys.
Oh, damn. Big words from Caston.
That's yes. Many syllables. Yeah. That's a lot of syllables that you strung together there. Are you sure you can handle all that, Caston?
Yeah, I'm good. I mean, I took, I remember the draft night, Ed, I think you took Zeke. I decided to take
D-Hop.
It hasn't worked out the way I thought it would.
I don't think it's worked out either way.
I don't know. Is Zeke not...
He's been
top three.
He's been okay.
D-Hop's not top three, though.
He's got to be close, right? Isn't he?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah.
But I thought D-Hop would have done better at this point. Where is he at? Eight?
That's still pretty good. That's still pretty good. I mean, that's still pretty good.
I took him at number, what, three?
Three, yes.
Four.
Yeah.
But
four.
Let's be clear about something. So...
Let's be
super clever.
You listen to me.
So Caston, for you to make the playoffs, not only do you need to deep meets the beats.
Wow. What?
But you need fluffy unicorns to lose. Because if fluffy unicorns, also known as John Smith here on the podcast, if he beats Edison... And he beats you by more than 31 points. You are not just moving from the fourth position, but you're out of the playoffs. What do you think about that?
Is that true? I don't even know. I thought, I think you're making that up as we go here.
Actually, we've done a lot of research on this, Dave. This is all true.
So if I got to win. If I win, I'm in.
Yes, you win, you're in.
Yeah.
But if you lose
so
and I outscore you, for I need 30 extra points.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I'm comfortable with where I'm at. I'm comfortable.
So if the Pink Fluffy Unicorns wins and you lose and he outscores you by 31 points or
I'm
more.
I'm in. I got them big money
you're
coming.
You're out of the playoffs and he's in the playoffs.
Well, he's in the toilet bowl.
Yeah, you'll be in the toilet bowl.
Well, that's okay because his wife takes care of my kid every morning before school. So if I could lose to anybody, it'd be John. I just bought him dinner the other night and he
didn't know.
Sweet.
We saw him at Hacienda. We were having dinner with my dad, and Dave was there picking up dinner for his family. He sported us dinner. And thank you very much, Dave. You're a hell of a
nice
American.
Yes, yes.
No, that was awesome.
Pink fluffy unicorns dancing on rainbows.
Pink fluffy. What?
Sorry, I'll do it again.
Pink fluffy unicorns dancing on rainbows.
So,
John, your playoff hopes are hanging on a thread. You're hanging on the thread of the deep meets. You have to beat Edison. You have to have the deep meets win, and you have to have Kasten lose.
Yep. All the moving parts are in the room.
More than 31
tonight.
Points.
All the moving parts.
All the players are in the room.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
All I know is the Dolphins won today.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
It's freaking amazing.
We're not going to talk about the Dolphins. We are.
Can we talk about the Dolphins for a few minutes?
Wait a second. It's Dolphin Watch 2019.
I'm telling you, they got their third win today. They beat the Eagles at home.
And what does that do for them with the draft?
Nothing.
Did that really happen?
They're still, they beat
the Eagles
they beat the
in
Eagles.
Philadelphia?
No, in Miami.
Oh, okay.
37-31. And a balmy 80 degrees down in Miami.
Balmy.
And, Fitzpatrick is still doing it, man. I mean, that guy, 365, three touchdowns he threw.
No shit.
Yeah. And 14 interceptions.
And kudos to all of you guys that starred Laird. Like the running back.
Was there a word in there?
Laird.
A Laird?
Laird is the running back for Miami. He had 10 rushes for 5 yards. Okay, 10 rushes for 5 yards.
Solid.
Yeah, he was amazing. Four receptions for 43.
Can I just tell you what's actually amazing? Can I just tell you?
Why don't you tell us what's amazing?
Darius Geis, 129 yards, 2 touchdowns.
Yeah. Why don't we talk about you, Ed?
27.7 points. I took on the ghost who occasionally seems unbeatable. Most of the time seems unbeatable.
Dude, you're gonna knock the shit out of him.
He's
and
not
you
that
actually,
good.
Actually, I got to congratulate you because you beating him puts me in the number 2 spot. I get a bye week.
Yes. So that'll be interesting because there's so many. Like right now, the projections are saying that I will play Kasten in the first week of the playoffs, which to prove Kasten's point, I don't want to do. I don't want to play Kasten's team in the first week of the playoffs.
You
want to
play me, right? Right?
Yes. I think I'd rather play Greg.
Shut up.
Or you.
You're right. Not going to play me.
Yeah. No, I won't because you're going to have a bye. So, I don't know. It looks like I'm going to end up playing either Kasten or whoever actually ends up in that slot. I don't know. It's going to be interesting. But I went up against the Ghost. I got to say, I just got some... here's the thing, folks, about fantasy football.
Let's talk about it.
You don't know shit about shit.
No, you don't. You definitely don't, Ed.
No. Here's the thing. We can all talk. Like, Greg can do his Greg Statman Phillips talk about, all the stats he knows and everything. But we don't know shit. Like, every single week is a different week. And every single team is going to play slightly different than the last week. So everything is just a crapshoot. Like, there are some things where you can be like, okay, I think this guy's going to do okay. But there are other times where Mike Evans suddenly, gets you 2 points.
Oh,
or
Mike Evans.
A goose egg. Or,
God,
you know,
that guy.
I mean, it's just, yeah, but it's, I don't know.
Rashad Perryman.
It's the thing to remember. So I got lucky. I got lucky that the only option I had left after James Conner is essentially out again, and then Jalen Samuels, who knows if he's how relevant he is in the Steelers running game because of Benny Snell. So I was like, fuck this. I'm not going to play a Steelers running back. I'm going to throw Darius Geis in there because why? Well, because I just sort of thought, well, Redskins have nothing to lose at this point. They're going to start seeing what they can get with him.
Oh, my God. And Darius Geis.
So I just threw him in there because I didn't have anybody else. And there wasn't – honestly, there wasn't anybody else in the waiver wire that I was like, I got to play this.
Can't hear you.
Wait, what? Didn't I draft him last year on the IR?
You did. You drafted Darius Geis and
J.D.
McKissick.
Yeah, and I appreciate that. Yes. Yeah, so, you know – You get lucky. And then I got 26 points from the New Orleans Saints defense, who got two interceptions, a
Aaron
fumble recovery,
Holy
18
shit.
Yards.
Aaron
yeah, Aaron Rodgers, 243 yards and four. That's right, four touchdowns, 36 points. But, you know, I mean, armchair still has he has Deshaun Watson playing right now, and yep. he's got Russell Wilson playing
you're gonna
smarter.
Win.
I mean,
you're gonna win.
I don't think he's gonna get.
Let's be honest.
80 points out of 90 points out of those two guys, but yeah. it could happen. It could happen.
No,
probably won't. But it
not
could.
Not gonna happen.
Yeah. So we are okay. We talked about pink fluffy unicorns. We talked about Edison and the future that he has with the unicorn costume. Tune into our Instagram feed for pictures on that in a few weeks.
I like
that. And then the deep meats are currently behind by about 15 points against Chuck Norris. We're going to see how this New England game shakes out. Maybe Edelman gets a lot of action and James White doesn't. Maybe that starts to even things out a little bit.
Right.
And then we got, oh, man. See, this is, again, okay, again, folks, like, this is the thing. Team Heisenberg.
What
Team
the Heisen- hell?
I played Heisenberg. Well, no, who I played? Whenever I played Heisenberg, like he got like almost 3,000 points in 1 week, and it was just unbelievable.
Yeah.
And he seems unbeatable. Yet this week he can't even break 100 points. Now
yeah. I don't know what's up with you, Heisenberg. No I mean, H. I mean, you get this stellar lineup. You're the number one seed, and then you put up like dog shit. What is this?
Well, Greg,
Nick Foles.
I love how you say it, like as if he has any control over the guys.
Like, he absolutely
you didn't
does.
Make them play better.
He selected Nick Foles to start in the starting lineup.
Yes, that
got
was
a minus two.
Yeah.
No, I mean, like, you can't fold a guy who has Lamar Jackson and Jarvis Landry and Christian McCaffrey. And Aaron Jones. I mean, like, yes. The guy's got, like, great talent.
I mean, I think it is. It's a little bit of those challenges of, like, okay, when you have this sounds like I'm saying, yeah, first world problem kind of thing. But when you have a lot of depth to your team, you do start to have that thing of, like, okay, I don't know who to play here. So you leave Devin Singletary
right.
on the bench, who got 17 points, and instead you play – you know, Aaron Jones, who has 5.1 points.
Devin Singletary is a freaking stud. All right.
Yeah.
For the rest of the season, he's going to be a top 20 running back.
Yes.
Devin Singletary. I mean, I know next week is rough. They're going against Baltimore, Pittsburgh, and New England. But this team, they are poised for the playoffs, and they're going to run the ball. This is they're not running this offense through Josh Allen and and John Brown. They're going to run the ball, and they're going to run the shit out of the ball.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I think you're exactly right there, Greg. I think the other thing, you look at Heisenberg's team this week, he had the very, very rare occurrence of a Christian McCaffrey quote-unquote fail.
A dud.
Yes, with 13.7 points instead of 82 points for
this
Christian
McCaffrey.
This is
where we are. Christian McCaffrey, 13.7, that's a dud.
Yeah, 44 yards, no touchdowns.
All right.
And I don't know how the Panthers scored 21 points without one of those, some of those points going to Christian McCaffrey, but they did. And then running of the Bulls, Joel got a nice, solid work from his team. Devontae Adams with 21 points. He got 10 points from Jared Cook. 11 from Marvin Jones Jr., who I drafted and then immediately dropped and am now regretting it. And then Sam Darnold could not get anything going against the Bengals. Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Sam Darnold against the Bengals. That was a shocker. They lost 6-22.
It's crazy.
What's going on in the NFL? Can we talk about this?
Caston.
Also, for the running of the Bulls, there was a Davante Adams sighting.
Yes, a big sighting.
Yeah, there was.
Big sighting.
21.4 points. That's huge.
Did anybody hear about the Sam Darnold story in New York? Whoa. After last week?
What's going on?
Getting hammered and hooking up with the girls and having to get taken away out of the club.
Wow, I did not hear about that.
And then his next week, he shits the bed.
Oh, man. Yeah. Come on, dude. Seriously, is that how he got mono to begin with? Is that really the story? Come on.
And how's that any different from any other weekend of a NFL player?
That's a fair point.
I hadn't heard about that story.
It's
a fair question, but some people can handle success better than others. And Sam Darnold, he had a big game. Was it against the Raiders? Yeah. Against the Raiders last week.
So he has one big game to act like it's the Super Bowl?
Correct.
Oh,
correct.
Man.
Oh, it's like Michael Jordan, right? Michael Jordan gambled all night in Atlantic City, and he still dropped 50 on the Knicks.
Can I just ask why?
Well, Sam Darnold did not do that.
Yeah, exactly. It's like that's not an excuse.
So this is a sign of the times of where we're in, where this is actually news. Okay, so a star quarterback for a major franchise has a big signature win, and then he goes out and parties. He hooks up with a girl, and
good for them. Good for both of them.
And this is news that he hooked up with a girl wasted in public.
I think it's news when you then go out and play like shit.
It is now, but like it wasn't.
I mean,
news.
That's what makes it news.
It wasn't news on Monday, the day after it happened last week,
especially in New York City.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I think if he had a winning record, if the Jets had a winning record, if he didn't have Monogate going on behind him, I mean, people wouldn't. They would say, "Oh, look, it's our golden boy. He's out getting laid. Good for him. You know, he deserves
it."
Right.
Right.
But instead, everybody's like, "Where the fuck is this guy's head?" Well, I think we know where it is.
I don't know if you guys remembered back in the day when David Wells hosted Saturday Night Live.
I do not.
Got hammered. You know, the pitcher for the Yankees.
Yeah, right? Yeah. No, I know. I just
you got hammered. And the next day, he threw a perfect game.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
True professionalism.
Some people can handle the New York big lights and Party City.
Yeah.
And still perform. Sam Darnold, I think he's too much of a country boy.
Yeah.
Yes. I think if he were on like the Colts.
Good point.
If he were on the Colts, it wouldn't even be a story. Or even like on the Browns. Like something where it's just like you're expected to go
do Browns.
That. If you're on the Browns and you don't do that, there's a problem.
If your name isn't Myles Garrett, you don't get any press these days.
We're talking about the Browns.
You're on the Browns.
Oh, let's talk about the Browns.
Oh, Browns lost again.
Yeah, what happened today, Edison?
They lost again. No, what did they lose by? Like a touchdown tonight?
Yeah,
it was like 10
they
points.
Lost,
it?
Yeah, it was 20-13.
20-13 again.
Yeah. Kitchens has to be gone. Like
talk about that. Why? Why?
Oh, come on.
What? Real. Be real.
He was underqualified for the job to begin with. And I don't think that team has not stood up. Well, it's two things. They have not stood up to what they were expected to do. And almost more importantly, there are a ton of high-profile head coach candidates that are going to be coming up in this next offseason. The Browns are not going to just stick with Kitchens and give up a chance of getting Jason Garrett, who is going to absolutely not be in Dallas next year, or Urban Meyer, or you know any McDaniels in
Adam
New England.
Gase.
But so Kitchens, so Browns are 5-7.
Yes.
All right. So what was their record last year? Do you remember, Ed?
No, I don't.
All right, as a major Browns fan.
Yes, no, but
I don't remember.
You say that. You say that like all loaded, as if because I'm a Browns fan that I don't remember their record last year. Like that means something.
Huge Browns homer.
No, look, if you're a Browns fan, you don't hold on to that shit because 9 times out of 10, it's a losing record. So what's the point of remembering the losing record?
They finished off strong.
Yeah, exactly.
So they were 6-10 last year.
Yeah, I think it's what.
All right, 6-10.
Give or take a loss.
They're 5-7 right now with 4 games left to play.
Right.
So what if they finish 6-10? What if they finish 7-9 or whatever? So if they show any kind of improvement, you still think he's gone?
I think it's very likely that he is. I think the games they are winning are just sort of like, I don't know. There's just a lackluster performance from the entire team for the season, and occasionally they have these games where they pop, but I just don't feel like it doesn't seem to be gelling together the way that it should have been, given how much talent is there.
They have
I think a little bit, I think it's also like, are they going to hang on to Kareem Hunt? I don't know if they're going to be able to do that.
You know, that offense has changed since Kareem Hunt came off the suspension list.
Yeah.
So that team, actually, I don't know if I'm right here, but I think they're 2-2. Right, yeah. They're either 2-2 or 3-1 mm-hmm. since Kareem Hunt came off week 10 mm-hmm. Suspension. So mm-hmm. that has created a different level
of offense
than what they were seeing the first 9 games yeah. of the year.
Yeah.
Well, I question.
Wait. Yeah.
You got to be closer.
Is that better?
Yeah, there you go.
I question the handling of the Garrett situation with Kitchens.
David Kasten speaking.
I don't think he handled it as well as he should have. I mean, he should have put him down just like the rest of the players put him down after that.
You talking about Jason Garrett?
Miles Garrett.
Oh, Miles Garrett. You said Jason Garrett. Yeah. Okay.
Did I say Jason?
No, you just said Garrett.
You assumed
okay.
Garrett.
All right. Yeah. All right.
He's the next Browns head coach next year, maybe. Or Giants. But I think he lost a little credibility with mm-hmm. the way he didn't speak against what Garrett did
yeah.
as being a horrible.
It's not, yeah.
Terrible thing.
Yes. Yeah. Right. No, I agree. Right. And then did you hear the shirt that he was wearing, was it last night or Friday night?
Oh, yeah.
He was caught wearing a T-shirt.
Steelers started it?
Yeah, a T-shirt saying the Steelers started it.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, so, yeah, no, it's like you're the head coach. You're supposed to be above that. Like, people talk shit about Belichick all the time because he's just so, like, nonverbal most of the time. But it's because he understands he's the head coach.
Comatose.
And it's better for him to just keep his fucking mouth shut.
Yeah.
Than to get mixed up in the politics of the NFL.
How do you put this?
The politics of the NFL. Yeah, anyways, but yes, it's it'd be one thing if one of the players on the Browns was caught wearing a shirt like that, the NFL would have fined yes. them. I mean, it just there's just no reason for it,
right?
Yeah.
So yeah. Anyways, sorry, Edison, you were saying.
No. I think that I think it definitely goes on the coach. I don't think you can blame the offensive line so much because Nick Chubb is having a great year.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he's getting some protection. I just think Baker's making some bad decisions, or maybe the coaching is making some bad decisions on, because you got tons of weapons. I mean, you have Landry, you have, you know, ODB there. You absolutely have the weapons there. So there's no reason why that team should not be at least playoff contention.
I agree. Today, yeah. I mean, Pittsburgh is a great defense.
Yeah.
They're a really good defense, top 5 defense. The Browns, Mayfield didn't even pass for 200 yards today. Like 196 and a touchdown and a pick. I mean, the guy is just not doing it.
No. Yeah, I mean, like, here's the thing. And I've been guilty of this as well. You know, it's easy to talk trash about, like, Jameis Winston and any of those guys who are, like, throwing, like, Fitzpatrick. Those guys, like, throwing the interceptions all the time. But yeah. What it is also showing is that those guys are not afraid to keep throwing the ball.
Yeah.
They are not afraid to be that guy that say, okay, I'm going to get 2 interceptions, but I'm going to throw for 4 touchdowns in the process.
Right.
Because I'm going to take those risks. And it just feels like right now Baker's playing, I don't know if I'd go so far as to say scared, but
I think that's
he's playing very conservative.
He's very conservative. Mm-hmm. He's not exploiting the weapons he has at his disposal. I think –
But is that do you think that that's his fault, or is that the coaching that's just like, oh man, we got to protect you. We don't want you to throw those interceptions because the media will attack us. You know what I'm saying.
Is that how the media sounds?
No, that's how the coaching staff sounds. No, that's not actually how the coaching staff sounds. But
no, I do think there's a bit of that plays into it, though. So they're playing to expectation.
Yeah.
They were so hyped going into the season,
yes,
right?
Very hyped. Yes.
They totally were, like, super hyped. So, like, mm-hmm. there was, like, a level that
super
was built
ball.
Of expectation. Like, yeah. No, I mean, you're not too far off, Edison.
No, they were calling for that.
If they didn't make the playoffs, like, this was a complete disaster of a season.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I think that this is a team that is, what, 2 years removed from a one-win season?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So they were 1-15 2 years ago. And, like, to think they're going to make the Super Bowl, like, that's outrageous.
It's ridiculous.
It's outrageous. So yeah. I think everybody needs to calm down,
yeah,
temper their expectations, and realize this is a team that is on the rise.
Yes.
They are on the rise. Nobody will dispute that. They're not a bad team.
No.
They're just in the middle of the pack.
Yes. And, I mean, I still think,
there's as nothing wrong with that.
As a literal lifelong Browns fan, I still think Baker's the guy. I think they need to improve their offensive line. And I just think they need to make better coaching choices, because what they're doing right now is just not working. I mean, it's not. Some of these things are not as complicated as what they seem. I just think they don't have the right leadership in place.
Right. I think that's probably true. Yeah. I mean, Kitchens was a long-time coordinator role.
Yeah.
And, mm-hmm. you know, maybe he just doesn't have the stuff to be a head coach. Head coach is probably – it's more of a figurehead role. Like, you're dealing with the media. You're not
right.
really, like, in the X's and O's anymore.
Well, but also it is – and we have to remember it is his first head coaching role.
Right.
And who else had their first head coaching role in Cleveland?
Who?
Belichick.
Romeo Crennel. Oh, sorry.
Bill Belichick. Bill Belichick,
yes,
started his
right.
head coaching yeah, career in Cleveland. So it is just one of those things, like, not only do you have to temper your expectations with the team, you have to temper your expectations with the coaching staff.
That's
so
true.
Maybe, who knows? I could be wrong. As much as I say that, maybe the actual answer is for them to not get rid of Kitchens.
That's right.
But to stick with him, let him learn some stuff.
Right.
And let the whole team learn together. I think the problem is you've got some vets on the team who understand that their window is closing to win a championship. So it's not to say that Odell Beckham is on the last leg of his career, but, you know, he's got probably maybe another 2 or 3 years before he starts to really, really fall off. Some would probably already say that he's starting to fall off.
Right.
But so, I mean, I just think it's how you continue to grow as a team as you have this young quarterback and this young head coach.
Yeah. It's like Matt Patricia said this week. It's a process.
Matt Patricia. Detroit Lions, is that what he said? It's a process.
It's a process.
Oh, God.
What are we going on? Year 3, 4?
You know
what
is that? You know
for Patricia?
Yeah, what's that?
Two. This is two.
Oh, this is only 2 years?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
He was New
it's
England's
a long
defensive
2 years.
So. No, you know what team that I really is like surprising me is the
– I is really surprising you?
I is really surprising.
Yeah. Tell us.
Tennessee Titans.
Oh God!
So they beat the Colts 31-17.
Yeah. Yes,
Colts don't have a bad defense.
No,
put up 31 points. So Ryan Tannehill. So I've said this on a lot of other podcasts.
A lot of other ones. Which ones have you been on?
No, like our podcast.
Other episodes of
this podcast.
I got confused.
Anyone that leaves the Miami Dolphins.
Were you on the Vagina Monologues podcast? Was that what it was?
Wow. Well, I wasn't ready for that.
I know. I love that podcast. That's a great show.
Anyone that leaves the Miami Dolphins is bound and destined for a great career. Wes Welker, you know, Jay Ajayi, Micah Fitzpatrick, Ryan Tannehill.
Landry?
Yeah, Jarvis Landry. So
Jarvis
just,
Landry.
There's a whole litany of names of people who have had great careers. So
right.
Ryan Tannehill Now he has a great offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
He has a great running scheme.
Back.
He has backs. And he has a great defense. So he has all this together. And now all of a sudden he's like killing it. He's 4-1 in his 5 starts as a Titan after taking over for Mariota.
Yeah.
And it's like, this team is really good. But they're like sneaky good. Like nobody looks at
Derrick Henry. I mean, come on. Derrick Henry, a guy everyone had written off.
He had 149 yards on 26 carries today. The guy
has that. He has that one game where he's 200 yards.
No.
50 yards, 50 yards, 50 yards, 100.
No, Derrick Henry is legitimately a top 5 running back in the NFL.
Is he actually a top 5 running back right now?
None of us. Somebody please.
Well, yeah, because he ran for 400 yards in one game, of course.
So today against the Colts,
Derrick Henry in our league is currently the third.
That's what I'm saying.
Running back.
Like we give him so much shit as like this. Oh, he's a plotter. He's not a dynamic running back. He's third in our fantasy.
Yeah,
running
he's
back.
Been more consistent this year. He definitely has.
Oh yeah.
We talk about armchair assassins. He's got Chubb. He's got Carson. Henry is his number one running back.
Yeah. So just to run it down really, really quickly, Derrick Henry started off with 30 points, 30 fantasy points in our league, then 16, then 11, then 12, 13, then his off week against Denver at Denver with 3, then 17, then another slight off week against the Bucks with 6, and then 23, 36 against KC. 36. He ran for almost 200 yards against the Chiefs.
He's ridiculous.
Yeah. And then 32 points against the Jags, and then 23 points against the Colts.
So, like, the guy is ridiculous.
Yeah.
It comes back to the Titans.
So
this
he's
is
good,
a
he's
sneaky
good, he's good
team.
For the Titans, but not for fantasy.
No.
He is.
No.
Apparently he is. But here's the thing. I think what you're
saying. If you start him.
Yes, but I think what you're saying is that everybody feels consistently burned by Derrick Henry that nobody wants to start him. Like, I'm not waterbedding it.
He's guaranteed. But Stone Cold Lock.
When it comes around to the draft next year, who's going to draft Derrick Henry as the number 3 running back?
If I was Brent, I would keep him as my 3rd round pick. He's the number 3.
Yeah.
Fantasy running back. But why wouldn't you keep? Would you keep him? Like there were like
yes, you
15
would.
Running backs drafted before Derrick Henry.
Here's the thing: if his name was Kareem Hunt and he was the number 3 running back, you wouldn't even think about it. Of course, I'd keep him in the 3rd round.
But he's Derrick
Henry.
That's
a steal.
He's a big, heavy running back. He doesn't have a lot of skills. But you know what? Dude just keeps putting up numbers.
Yes. Yeah. It's impressive. It's impressive. Well, yeah.
Crazy.
And Brent's got a lot of keepers, though. He's got.
For sure.
He's got quite a few. He's got Russell.
That's right.
He's got. Well, he can't keep Chubb, but. And Kittle either. But he's got Kareem Hunt and DK Metcalf. Metcalf.
Yeah.
Oh, that guy.
Metcalf.
Yeah. In the 15th. Metcalf.
Metcalf. Mac on, Mac off.
He's got.
You're a Mac off.
Yeah, he's got quite a few keepers without me giving him any.
Oh,
eventually, Edison, we will all forgive you for that. No, you know what? We're just going to make a new rule that you and only you are not allowed to drink.
No.
On keepers night.
No, I have to get approval on all trade transactions.
I'm just going to reject every single trade transaction that
I have to talk to the commish first before I make any sort
your
of
advisory council.
All approvals have to come through me. Absolutely.
Yes. I will keep my mouth shut at draft night next year.
That's awesome. And then, you know, we haven't yet talked about last year's biggest loser. I think that's the most subtle way of putting it, right?
Judas.
The Irishman himself.
Oh, God. We love you.
The Judas Unicorn.
We love you, Parg.
We love you, Parg. We love you.
Actually.
We don't love your team.
You know, Parg is a he's got a good team.
He does.
But
I lost to him.
He's just a hard luck loser.
Yes.
I mean, like, you almost, like, as
I think that's the Irish way.
As a league mate, you want to pull for him. Like, there's a part of your heart that's like, come on, Parg, do it for the
you
Gipper.
Can do it. You
One
can
for
do
the
it.
Gipper.
Yeah.
Right?
Wait, not against me, you bastard.
Yeah, but just not against me.
Yeah.
But he's got an okay team.
Yes.
But there's a world that exists that he might be wearing the unicorn costume 2 years ago.
So we're here right now on Sunday night, and we are recording live as the Houston Patriots game.
Houston Patriots?
Well, I mean Houston, New England is what I'm trying to say. Sorry.
Okay. The Texas Patriots.
I wasn't trying to say the Houston Patriots. Although that actually makes more sense than the New England Patriots. Anyways, but right now, and they are in the still in the first quarter, Tom Brady has negative 0.8 points, 29 yards and one interception.
Welcome to Sucksville, population.
I'm
you,
not
Brady.
About to say that Tom Brady sucks.
Washed up.
Yeah.
He's a trash. He's trash. He's not a good quarterback at all.
Nope. He's still going to win the Super Bowl. So there is a world where
Lamar Jackson still needs to go through him.
Yes. It's true. Like, he's, I don't know.
Lamar
he's
Jackson
a couple
needs
of
to go through Tom Brady?
Yeah, he's going to have to.
To win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I'm wondering who's going to have home field advantage, if it's going to be in Foxborough or it's going to be in Baltimore, because it's going to be one of the two.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think?
The first
seed is going
to
go.
They haven't played head-to-head, right?
I don't think so.
Baltimore beat them.
Oh.
Yep. For sure. 100%.
So if it comes down to record, then they will get home, home field.
But it's also tough, though, because
week nine.
Judas has D.D. Westbrook on his team, who has not really done much speakable. Much speakable? I don't know if that's a thing.
Are your words working tonight?
No, they're broken.
What's happening?
I need to reboot. So he's got D.D. Westbrook, who hasn't really done anything worth talking about. Is that better this year? But then today he goes for 5 receptions, 60 yards, a touchdown, and 21 points on the bench. Which, Judas could have used, instead of the 6.8 points from Randall Cobb. So, it's a tough thing to try to make calls on when you're trying to figure out your starting lineup. Now, the big thing, I still commend him for sticking with Miles Sanders, who got him 19 points today, which is respectable, and I would have been happy with that with a reception touchdown. I think it's going to be interesting to see how the season ends, how the toilet bowl wraps up. I think Judas does have a solid team. Yeah. He's just got to hang in there and not kind of back off. Like, that's the other thing we got to recommend to people.
Well, listen,
just don't give up on your season ever. If you can knock somebody out of the playoffs or out of the toilet bowl, like, that is motivation enough to keep playing the game. Do not check out.
I love it. There's a lot of parity in our league.
There's
like 5 guys that are playing for 3 positions this weekend.
Yep.
But what I want to talk about is the winner of last year's league. Winner is Edison Sosa. On the mic right now,
yes.
Edison Sosa. There is a world that exists that might have you wearing the loser crown.
Yes, it could
for
be.
The fluffy unicorn.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, it could,
unicorn costume.
Fluffy unicorns
dancing on rainbows. And that will be your theme song as we march
down to Finnegan's, the local bar here in Nevada.
Oh, that we totally got to do that. Like, have that playing on a speaker as we walk down.
Oh my God, we so have to.
Absolutely.
Do that.
We need to add to every year. We need to add to the humiliation of the person who comes in last place. Absolutely. It's not just a unicorn costume.
Yes.
That John Smith supports.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But I could be probably the first. That can go from the grace of being the champion to
first to last.
Yes, to last place. But, again, it's still to determine. We also need to, I can also still knock out John Smith this weekend. He still needs like 4 or 5 points.
Yes.
And hopefully he can get that from Dalvin Cook and Sony Michel, which I'm sure he will. But, you know, the best to him this weekend. I'm sure he's going to get it. And he needs, you know, there's a lot of mathematical crap that needs to happen as well, too, for him.
Yeah, we don't do math.
Yeah, exactly. I definitely don't do math.
Yeah, so we leave that to the stat
I definitely
man.
Don't know. I leave that to the commish. Commish does all the freaking math.
I like to do a lot of
but,
stats.
Yeah, yes. But yeah. I can be the, I could be in that unicorn uniform. You know what? And I'll wear it with grace, man.
That's what you got to do.
You know what? I love this league. This league is awesome. This is a awesome thing that we do here in Novato, California, you know, here in the cave and every year that we do. And, you know, hey, I'm happy to be, you know, take the trophy or, you know, wear the unicorn uniform, whatever it may be.
Take the L.
It's awesome because this is a great bunch of guys that we hang out with here. So
that's
and thank you for having me tonight.
Yeah, that's awesome. And you know what, Edison, I don't think you could have closed out the episode any better than that. So we are, again, recording on Sunday night. So we thank you all for listening. We'll have this up. You can find us on social media and on Twitter at Sons of Atherton and on Instagram at Sons of Atherton FFL. Please seek us out. We want to hear from you. And we will talk to you soon. Take care. And do not forget to set your lineup.